Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got into a fight with an old lady who's a reindeer keeper.
Oh, man.
How's that for a sentence to start things
off? Wow.
And it's my mom's fault. How about that?
Oh, you're going to blame your mommy.
I'm totally calling her
way
out.
Way to go.
Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning at 7:40 on KSON.
I can't believe you're blaming your mommy for something.
Good morning, Mom. I love you.
Good morning, John.
So,
let's hear the right side of the story.
Yes, okay. All right. My mother and my father are still at my sister's place in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. They fly out tomorrow. We flew out yesterday. And on Friday, it was a blustery, typical Minnesota after Thanksgiving day. But despite what we do here in Southern California when there's inclement weather, we just stay inside and pray for safety. Minnesotans go out. They go out. They get warm. They drink, warm liquids and sometimes beer, and they sit by fires, and it's actually very beautiful. And we were at such a winter festival on Black Friday,
right,
and I was so stoked about it until I saw the take a picture with a reindeer part of the festival.
Okay.
Now, Tammy, we just did what 2 weeks ago? I'll fill you in. We went to Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And we heard stories about these exotic animals that have to be rescued by these sanctuaries like Lions, Tigers, and Bears in Alpine because of these roadside zoos.
Right.
Or because someone in Cabo says, hey, you want to take a picture with this bear cub? And you're like, wow, cool. These animals are horribly mistreated. And eventually, when they get old and big, they can't afford to feed them. So they either discard them or beg somebody to take them off their hands.
Yeah.
So we were told at the sanctuary, don't go to these roadside zoos or take a picture with this animal because it's not their natural habitat and they're there against their will. Right?
Yes.
Wasn't that what we were told?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I see this and my mom and dad are like, oh, John, let's go get a picture by the reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be, as my dad says, typical Californian and say, no, I got to tell you, I don't really think that that's a good idea, and here's why. Mom, so you apparently have a friend that does this thing?
Excuse me. What is the temperature here? 10 degrees. What were the animals you're talking about? Reindeer. Hello?
Yeah, reindeer sitting on pavement with a little bit of hay sprinkled on top. I'm sure it was very comfortable for the reindeer. Listen, let's not argue here. The point is this.
Yes.
I tell this story. My mom thinks I'm a moron, liberal Californian, whatever. And I'm trying to say,
no, I don't. I agree with what you're talking about, bears in Cabo, but not reindeer in Minnesota.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But go ahead.
Okay. So what does she do? I refuse to take the picture, Tammy.
Uh-huh.
I won't be in the picture.
Okay.
But I will take it for them. So I take it for them.
How does that help anything? Just because you're not in it?
I wanted to please them. It's my mom and dad, after all, and they wanted a picture with the reindeer in the sled. So, you know, mom and dad are having trouble getting out of the sled because it's on a piece of hay bale, and I'm helping them out.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the picture area to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
While I do so, mom uses that opportunity to tell the keeper of the reindeer, my son thinks you're abusing your animals. I'm like, what? What did you just do? What did you just say?
You're kind of rewording what I said.
What did you say, Mom?
I said, tell my son that these animals are not treated inhumanely. And she looked horrified. She said, inhumane? They're my babies. I do this for a living. They are well cared for and loved.
I was going to say, does she have a reindeer farm?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you know? Mom, you act like you got the bio on this woman. How do you know she has a reindeer farm?
I know it because I worked with the woman that hires her to do this for Toys for Tots thing that she has in her front yard every year.
Tammy.
And this woman comes with these reindeer and they love it.
Yeah.
The little ones have their pictures taken. They bring loads and loads and loads of toys for Toys for Tots.
I didn't look.
That's how I know her.
This reindeer didn't look like it was having any fun. Its reindeer tail wasn't wagging. It wasn't like, It was like
it's not a dog.
It looked sedated. It looked miserable. And by the way, how awkward was that? This woman looks at me. I take care of these reindeer like they're my babies. I feed them my hand. And I'm like, this is so awkward. Merry Christmas. I'm like, Mom. That's exactly what I said. I said, Mom, what are you doing? She's like,
I wanted to prove to you that not all of the animals are mistreated.
You called me out, your own son, your only son, right in front of the reindeer keeper. Who, by the way, reindeer keeper, she was no frail old lady either. This woman could have rolled me. She could have rolled me. She was.
Oh, I kind of wish she would have.
Yes, I do too. I do too. And maybe that reindeer could give him a little kick in the butt.
Right? Yeah, great. So now you want me to get also injured by the animal. That's nice.
I agree with Bonnie. I think there's something completely different with a reindeer farm compared to what you're talking to, John, about these people who have roadside attractions at a gas station or someplace else where they're stealing babies. They're taking little babies to take pictures with, and when they try to keep them little as long as possible, and then they discard them. It's a completely different situation.
Can you imagine, though? I'm there.
Thank you, Tammy.
I walk up to the hay bale to help my frail mother out of the sled.
Oh my God.
And my meek father. Then Mom pops off. Yeah, my son thinks you abuse animals. I'm like, sweet Jesus, what did you just say?
Well, I mean, if you're going to throw it out there, you got to be willing to take it, John.
Can you accuse somebody of doing anything worse than abusing animals, really?
Right.
And she calls me out right in front of the lady.
I love it, Bonnie. I love
it. He deserved it. His little chapped red face got even redder. It was wonderful.
I am a grown man, Mom. You know that, right?
I know. Okay.
All right, I love you. We got to go.
That's great.
We had a great time. I love you too.
All right, fly home safe. Tell Dad I love him. Take care.
Oh, we will. Bye bye.
You should have seen my face when she said that.
I bet. I wish there would have been a picture of it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.